Trying to keep up with the twisty, turny legal battle over gig workers can really give you whiplash. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. To be employees or not to be employees? That is the question lawmakers, voters, and courts have been trying to answer about gig workers. Employees, of course, get certain rights and benefits that independent contractors don't. Back in 2020, California voters approved a measure called Proposition 22 that allowed app-based gig platforms like Uber and Lyft to classify drivers as contractors, with some extra benefits. So far, it's held up in court, but legal challenges remain. KQED's Rachel Miro has more on what's next for gig workers.
The first thing to know about Scott from L.A. County is that he's unaffiliated with either the union suing Uber and Lyft over Prop 22 or the company-sponsored driver group. Scott didn't even vote in 2020 when the measure was on the ballot.
I was a little nonchalant about Prop 22 because I was just getting started with driving, and things were surprisingly good back then.
He's not sharing his last name, by the way, because he fears Uber might retaliate against him for speaking publicly. Scott says his opinion of Prop 22 changed after it took effect. He says that because the measure required gig employers to pay 120% of minimum wage, that became kind of a ceiling for Scott rather than a floor. So in other words, Scott says he's making about $18.60 an hour now, but he used to make more, a lot more.
In the past, I was making $30, $40, $50 an hour with Uber.
That said, Scott still loves choosing his own hours, 20 to 25 a week, and he's not really bothered by the fact independent contractors, as defined by Prop 22, don't have the same protections as employees do under California law. Uber and Lyft both cheered the recent appeals court ruling that upheld most of Prop 22. The companies say drivers like Scott want flexibility and independence, and that most drivers are not relying on rideshare work for their livelihoods. A report published last year by an industry-backed coalition found only a quarter of drivers report working with platforms on a full-time basis. Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi said as much in a recent talk before the Economic Club of Chicago.
They can, you know, earn another $500 a week for groceries or whatever else they need to live.
But labor lawyers say gig companies are exploiting drivers by refusing to provide them the benefits employees would receive and exploiting taxpayers by socializing the costs drivers can't afford to cover on their own. UC Berkeley law professor Catherine Fisk wrote a friend of the court brief on behalf of a group of California labor and employment law professors.
I don't think it's really in the public's interest to have such a large group of workers who are carved out of the minimum protections of state law.
In the meantime, Prop 22 has already inspired copycat measures in Washington State and Massachusetts, with varying degrees of success.
Rachel Miro at KQED. We've got more on the legal battle over gig worker employment status. As I mentioned, things have gone back and forth on this issue quite a bit, and it's kind of a long story, so bear with me. Until 2019, gig workers were largely regarded as contractors. That year, the California legislature passed a bill that would have made them employees, AB 5. That's when the gig companies got together to push that ballot measure, Prop 22, to keep drivers independent contractors. And they spent about $200 million campaigning for it, I might add. California voters approved the measure in 2020, but court challenges came next. While a state appeals court has upheld the law, the challenge could still go to the state Supreme Court. And as Rachel Miro mentioned in her piece, this isn't just playing out in California. Washington State adopted a law pretty similar to Prop 22 last year, while a proposed ballot measure in Massachusetts was tossed out in court. And at the federal level, the Biden administration has proposed rules that could supersede state laws and set a higher bar for classifying workers as independent contractors. It's a lot, but we've got it all at our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.